Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. You are listening to Sports Radio 610. I'm Sandy.
And I'm Sherry.
We are here hosting Home Show Garden Pros, and we have got Isaac Smewen from Spring Gardens Nursery in the house, taking a gulp of water, so I'll keep talking.
I'm here.
So we have got a full house this morning and a full agenda. So good to have you here this morning. I hope everyone's doing well and enjoying this humid Houston weather.
Yes, but there's a beautiful full moon right now.
I know, it was huge.
I didn't expect that on my drive-in.
It was so pretty this morning. It was a really nice, a nice treat. And I got off the plane yesterday, and the guy in front of me, as you're walking out of the plane, he goes, "Oh, it's so humid." And he said, "We're in Houston, it's humid." And I said, "Be nice. Be nice."
But that's why we stay prettier.
That's right, because I told him. I even said, humidity is good for our skin. But he's a guy. He doesn't care.
You know what? I've never had to shovel humidity.
Right. Exactly. Yes, we don't have to shovel heat or humidity. We just go inside or go
less
in the shade.
Less clothes, more AC.
Hey. We're a family show here.
Well, it's great for your skin because whenever I go to Utah, a chapstick and a bottle of lotion. I can never
and it's
hydrate
not enough.
Yeah. And I never stop drinking water.
Same with my San Diego trips. I'm like, right. Lotion, and I've got to drink lots of water. I mean, interestingly enough, as close as they are to the ocean, but it's not humid like here.
Mm-hmm. No, because it's a desert.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
Central California.
Central desert. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros, and let me remind you, we have experts in gardening and landscaping rotate through here every Saturday morning with us, and we get to just chat and take your calls and remind you that it's 281-833-3333 to call us and to chat with, I was about to say Charlie, to chat with Sherry and Isaac at 281-833-3333. And our Home Show Garden Pros rotate through here. So this morning we have Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery. They are up north in the Klein area. Mm-hmm. Beautiful location. And we were just talking about your location and how you, I mean, you've got trees and you've got landscaping items, you know, whatever you need. It's a beautiful
place. Anybody's listening from the Woodlands area,
perfect.
Like, it's just right there. Yeah. On Gosling.
Yes.
Yeah.
On Gosling.
Woodlands,
it's so close.
Tomball, Magnolia, mm-hmm.
Yes.
Spring,
perfect,
right in the center.
Perfect place to go and get all of your landscaping gardening. And then we also have, rotate through here, the Nelsons from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. And let me just say real quick, mm-hmm. there's a new Nelson grandbaby.
Yes, oh. I saw. Congratulations.
Yes, so congratulations. So, you know, we're building up that next generation, yeah. It sounds like. So that's really fun.
And you and I will be out there tonight.
Yes, we will be.
For
at
their little
friends
event.
And family.
Yep.
Yes, so congratulations, Mary. And lots going on at the Nelsons. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. And that's west, like Katie West. And then we have Plants for All Seasons, which is sort of mid-north, I like to say, 249 area. Beautiful. Another great place to go. Well-organized. I just love all of our Home Show Garden Pros. Enchanted Forest is way south, so they're Richmond-Rosenberg area. Mm-hmm. And then we have Nature's Way Resources, which is between the Woodlands and Conroe.
Mm-hmm.
And then Spring Gardens Nursery.
So lots of reach.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, you know, you're listening to the right place because yes. We've got you covered. And you can call us at 281-833-3333, and we'll talk to you about all of your landscaping items and needs.
And there's lots to talk about right now.
Yes, because it's a perfect time to be planting.
Fall is for planting, and that's what everybody should be doing right now to recover from this awful summer that we just came off of. Get ready for our next year spring.
Right. And I planted some I planted snapdragons, and I've got some violas, and I did my super seaweed on them.
Good.
Because they got planted, mm-hmm. and then I was going to be gone. Mm-hmm. So I thought, okay, I just want to give them a little
extra love.
A little love before I leave. And, you know, they look great, and I just want to give them a boost.
Yeah.
And we're going to have to talk about, I don't want people to get scared about this weather change.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
not as though we're going to have a freeze. But
this ain't nothing.
This yeah. is nothing, as hopefully we don't get the bad freeze kind of thing in January.
Nah.
But Isaac, you were talking yeah. about at the break before we came on. Mm-hmm. That, oh, there might be an item that we need to watch out for, and maybe just a few things that we can do just to kind of nurture our plants, anything new you've planted. So this is Home Show Garden Pros, and we will touch on that after this.
Listen, if you want to dramatically improve your landscape, your grass and shrubs, flowers and trees, your garden, throw in some azomite. A-Z-O-M-I-T-E. Azomite adds back to the soil minerals from A to Z, including trace elements that will help your landscape thrive. So add azomite into your mix for a healthy soil. That's azomite, meaning minerals from A to Z. Pick up some at your local nursery, and if by chance they don't have it, ask them to contact their supplier for it. Learn more at azomite.com.
Hello, my sweet child. We need to chat. I've noticed you're not taking care of your things. I want you to have the best, but you need to do better. So before you run off, let's clean up this mess together and make a happy, healthy home for you and our children.
Will you answer Mother Nature's call? Make a positive difference. Support Earth in our future. Give your time or gifts to OBA, the Organic Horticulture Benefits Alliance, at OHBAonline.org.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. You are listening to with your cup of coffee or OJ or water, looking out onto your beautiful...
Or your Reese cup, because
yes.
you got into the candy bowl.
That's right. I know I got to pull my candy bowl out. I've hidden the candy. I haven't checked to see if it's still there.
Oh, I hid it, but I knew where I hid it.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
You need to have somebody else hide it for you.
Yes.
Well, I'm very excited. This is the first time in 15 years we've been in an area where we have trick-or-treaters.
Oh, how fun. Because you lived on acreage before. Oh, yeah. How fun.
Not too many goats or cows come yeah. trick-or-treating.
And if you do, you know there's a problem.
Right.
We're all in trouble.
Right.
Yes. Well, I can't believe the last week of October. That's just amazing. I don't know.
Flying by.
Yes.
And I have my Christmas lights up already.
Oh, mine are coming up
soon.
I am
that neighbor this year.
Yes.
I always wait until the last minute, and then it's like, it's time to take them down.
Okay.
And so I said, I'm getting my money's worth this year.
Now, you didn't turn them on yet.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
They're Halloween lights right now.
They're Halloween lights. Now, before...
And I'm okay with being that person.
It's kind of fun, you know, because then they can say, oh, yeah, Sherry with the lights.
Yeah.
There you go. And the beautiful lawn.
It is a beautiful lawn. And the bright lights just kind of amplify it at night.
Well, great.
I don't remember the name of the company, but it was kind of cool. They install these basically lights for security.
Jellyfish lights.
It is. I think it is jellyfish lights. That was really cool because they have like.
We'll send you an invoice
like
later.
Security,
yeah, right.
Security lights. And then around the holidays, you can basically just switch them to colors. And I'm like, that's right.
There's
it was jellyfish.
Houses in my neighborhood.
And I'm like, that's pretty cool.
Okay. Well, I need to find lights that I can change. I have this. The adult children hate this light pole we have in our front yard. And it's got, you know, four bulbs on it. Mm-hmm. They hate it. They're like, oh, my gosh, we're the house with the, you know, with the porch light sitting in the middle. But one year I changed, you know, to red and green. But it is a royal pain to do this. I would love to find light bulbs that I could. There's got to be a light bulb that you can change
there is.
As an app.
Yeah.
Just ask your tech-savvy husband.
Yeah, I know. So we need
find it for you.
I could do that, and that would really drive our adult children crazy.
Yeah.
So that would be kind of fun. So this is Home Show Garden Pros you are listening to, and we invite you to call and talk to us about what is on your gardening list, your landscaping list. Are you seeing something going on with your trees, your grass? Now, before the break, before I forget, Isaac, you had said something about potato vines, because we're going to have a temperature change. We're not going to have a freeze, but we're going to have a temperature change kind of drastically. So what are our plants going to be thinking?
Well, especially those with like new growth, some of your tropicals that have, you know, very tender, because we're going to get down to, I think the Sunday night I saw 39, and then Wednesday I think we might dip down to they're saying maybe 36.
Oh, my goodness.
Especially, you know, up north in the Woodlands area. So you want to be careful and just kind of keep an eye on some of your stuff that's tender, some of your tropicals.
Okay. So is there anything I need? Because I came home and my hibiscus are blooming. They're very happy right now.
Yeah.
So they're not going to be happy so much on Tuesday, are they?
I mean, we'll see. We'll see how much it – the key is how low it gets and for how long.
Oh, yeah. And if it's clear.
And if it's clear. Okay. If it's cloudy, you have a better chance.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. But no covering.
I mean, you can.
If it's clear and we're in the upper 30s, you could have frost.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe my hibiscus I cover?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out there and talk to them very nicely and say, get a grip.
Well, one thing that you can do is I would make sure that they're moist, they're well watered, and that they're, you know, healthy.
Okay, and these guys are established, so.
You might get a little tiny leaf burn.
Yeah, you might get a little leaf burn, but you know you can trim that off, and we're gonna be back into the 70s, you know, by the end of the week.
Right.
And I just looked too; it's changing with the minute.
Yeah.
So. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Well, I'll find my scarf.
Yeah, but you don't have to worry about all your winter annuals that everybody's putting in right now. Yeah. They'll be fine.
Yeah.
Your petunias, snapdragons, marigolds, all that. They like the cooler weather.
Yeah. 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 Oh, I'm so excited for just a little break, and then I'll be tired of it, you know, by Wednesday.
Get some chili one or two nights.
Right.
I think I might turn on my gas fireplace.
Just
I've been waiting all year.
Because you never know.
For the two nights you get to do it.
Right. Because you never know. This could be it. So if you're new to Houston, you know, this could be your winter.
Yeah. Break out your sweater.
Right. Right. The sweater, if you can find it.
Oh, we always travel in the fall and go to places where it's cool, and it's like, oh, that's what those fall outfits are for. You see in the fashion magazines.
Right.
Yeah, we don't have those.
Yeah. And then Halloween.
It's called a hoodie.
Yeah.
That's a hoodie. That's right. We were talking about hoodies and flip flops. I'm like, oh, that's Houston.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give Isaac and Sherry a call at 281-833-3333. And you were talking about the fall annuals. So beautiful time to choose. You know, I was reading an article about marigolds, how sometimes people they go to just marigolds, and I'm like, there's so many
because of the orange color.
And, you know,
with the Day of the Dead, it's the flower of that. And there's a lot of celebrations where they do marigolds.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, calendula is a great alternative that'll actually last you through the winter. Because marigolds, once we freeze, they're
gone.
They're toast.
Yeah. Okay.
But calendulas will last you through.
Uh-huh.
And just the colors of the pansies and petunias and violas.
Yeah.
Dude. So much right now.
Yeah, there's actually an orange and black viola or pansy both. Yeah.
Well, I found a maroon viola. So
there you go.
Thank you very much. Plans for all seasons. I found a maroon. And then
I got one for every college.
Yes. There you go.
Color scheme.
So I have my little maroon and white pot. So, you know, I don't know if hubby had even noticed. I was like, did you see the Aggie pot?
Anyway. Now you need a little flag in there.
Yes. Well, I have a little brick, a college station, Kyle Field brick.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So, you know, I should put it over by that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You should.
Yes. I have little hints of A&M everywhere.
There you go.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are here taking your calls at 281-833-3333, and we'll return after this.
Revolutionize the gardening industry. It seemed an ambitious dream back in 1983 when Dean and Julie Nelson created Nelson Plant Food. But their passion for horticulture and spirit of innovation led to meticulously crafted formulas providing the perfect balance of macro and micronutrients. Nelson Plant Foods help plants, shrubs, trees, vegetables, and turf thrive. Today, revolutionizing your lawn and garden is easy. Just add some Nelson Plant Food from a Home Show Garden Pro near you. Learn more at NelsonPlantFood.com.
System Pavers transforms driveways, walkways, and patios with beautiful, long-lasting paving systems. The experts at System Pavers are ranked number one in the nation and have designed and installed pavers for more than 30 years. System Pavers is ready to add lasting value to your home. Get started today and schedule your complimentary consultation at SystemPavers.com. That's SystemPavers.com.
Yellowing patches are a warming sign of brown patch. See it? Spray it with humic acid now. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
and good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros, taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. I'm Sandy here with Sherry, and we have Isaac Smuin taking your calls from Spring Gardens Nursery. And we just love Spring Gardens Nursery. It's so huge. You know, mm-hmm. You drive up into the nursery and it's kind of split in half. You know, and you think, oh, wow, this nursery's big. And then over to the north side.
To the north, right.
Are all of your trees. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's almost like a tree farm. It is just amazing. Right. It's so big that Isaac had to take me on a little buggy to take the tour of the trees. So, you know, if you're looking for trees, definitely take a visit out there.
Yeah, and as we talked, right now is a great time to get planting your trees, get them established.
Mm-hmm. So why? Because now we might have people listening who are from the coasts.
Right.
And they're like, okay, why are you planting stuff right now? Mm-hmm. So why are we planting things right now?
Well, you want, especially like your trees, you want to get them in, get them established, make sure that they're, you know, the roots are well established, mm-hmm. make sure that they can handle any stresses that we have.
Yeah.
You know, next summer, if we have another drought, get them in, get them established.
That's the whole, because it's, as Sherry, I've heard mm-hmm. the garden pros saying, mm-hmm. it's the longest distance
right.
from the most from stressful.
The hottest month. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So that's what we're trying to do, is we're trying to get them in the ground mm-hmm. before the summer. Because, you know, if you're from the East Coast, you may think winter's the toughest season. But here, mm-hmm. the summer, especially this summer.
And yeah. if you need help.
Yes.
Picking out plants that are going to make it through.
We have got the place for you. Well we've got the product for you.
Well, all your Home Show Garden Pros. But Home Show Garden Pros stock plants that are called Plants for Texas.
Yes.
They're grown in Magnolia. Mm-hmm. They have 160 acres in, Waller. And they have a tissue lab. They've studied these plants, tested them. Produced them, but they're called Plants for Texas.
And they're easy to find.
Yeah, and so it's 40 different seasonal varieties. Mm-hmm. Lantana, red yucca, those made it through the drought.
Right.
Wonderfully.
Beautiful.
So it's a huge line of Texas-born, Texas-trialed plants that make it through our crazy, extreme Texas weather. And drought, flood.
Yes.
Rain, shine, everything. Hot, cold.
And not necessarily native, but...
Well adapted.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, there's a lot of the native stuff and then a lot of things that just work well here. Yeah.
And you can go on the Home Show Garden Pros Facebook because they posted a picture of a lantana in the container.
Yes.
So it's it's a brown container and it's got the Texas logo mm-hmm. on it. Mm-hmm. So it's really easy to find and a good way, you know, if you're just starting or if you want to add some really hardy plants.
Right.
This is the great way to go. So they're called Plants for Texas. What I love is they say green thumb optional.
Yeah. And if you don't, right, if you don't see these at your favorite Home Show Garden Pros, request them.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's as simple as that. And then they can go find them for you.
Right.
But for more information, you can go to plantsfortexas.com or go to Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes. We love those Plants for Texas. Thanks very much for being a part of this. And we are Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We have got Joel on the line. Good morning, Joel. How are you? Whoops. Good morning, Joel. No. Oh, Joel's not ready yet. Oh, okay. Joel's on the line. So make sure you get those Plants for Texas. I love the picture that they had posted, though, because it was a lantana. Mm-hmm. So it's so hardy. I mean, we talk about lantanas. And if Anita is listening, she's rolling her eyes at me right now because she's like, Sandy, there's more plants than lantanas.
I know. But boy, were they dynamite in this summer drought.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Like, and I had to plant a few different ones because my daughter, you know, she was working at the nursery and mm-hmm. she was like, oh, they're so beautiful. That's my favorite flower. And I was like, okay. Well, she wanted to plant a bunch. So she went shopping and got a bunch of different lantanas.
Yeah.
And they were showstoppers.
They are. They're happy and healthy. And then they've got the trailing ones, which are really nice if you want to put those in pots.
Yep.
Nice and hearty.
What's nice about the white and the lavender is they like the cooler weather. Mm-hmm. And if we have a mild winter, you know, sometimes they'll bloom all winter.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I've got the lavender in one of my big pots right now. And I mean, it's full and pretty, but it's not blooming right now. So hopefully it will.
It'll start, yeah.
Maximum bloom.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Maxi bloom. Microlife. Yeah. There we go. There's a pitch for Microlife because I love that stuff. Mm-hmm. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Don't forget to give us a call at 281- 833-3333, and we have got Joel waiting to talk to us. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course. So
my issue is I have a neighbor, and we're so close together. She has a tree, and this tree is dropping acorns galore. I mean, they're coming left and right on the street. Everyone's running over them. They're making a mess. I'm having to get my blower out there and move them off the street each day. I'm just curious to know what kind of tree is this, and it's never done this before. I don't understand why it's dropping all these acorns.
Interesting.
It's probably a live oak, I'm guessing, without seeing it. And one reason is that they're dropping all the acorns is because of the stress that we had in this drought. It's kind of it's stressed out, so it's trying to reproduce, and so it's dropping a lot of the acorns.
Yeah, it's what we call a mast year.
Right.
And all the oak species are doing it this year.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay, interesting.
That is
so
interesting.
So is it going to stop eventually?
Well, yeah, once the acorns are done. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
My yard, I don't know if it's quite to that level, but, yeah, I've got a lot of acorns in my yard, and I just crush them and, you know, blow them or sweep them off.
Sweep them off, put them in a bucket, give it to your favorite hunter. The great deer love them.
Yeah.
Sell them.
So somebody can take them out to their to their lease. Yeah.
Or you can, plant them.
If no one was raking them up like I was, I mean, it would be just a big mess. But, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So,
under my oak tree at home, it looks like I mulched with acorns.
With acorns. Yeah.
Okay. The squirrels are in hog heaven.
Yeah. The squirrels are getting a little heavy.
Yeah, so there's nothing really you can do. Just keep clean.
Well, good job for you being such a good neighbor.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank y'all.
All right. Enjoy your weekend.
Bye-bye.
You know, I had gotten one of those. Have you ever seen the nut rollers? It's it's like on a stick. It looks like a basket on a stick, and it rolls to pick up all the acorns.
It's what
you would use to harvest pecans.
Like pecans,
or,
yeah.
Yeah. You just roll it on the ground and all the little acorns get stuck in there.
So. Okay, well, I have one corner of the pool, so I need something like that, but for the bottom of the pool.
Oh, well, I mean, it might rust out if you get it in the pool.
How do you get them out of the pool?
You move the oak tree.
Oh, I'm not doing that. This oak tree's beautiful and a sweet guy. I'll handle the acorns.
You could maybe put like a net underneath it.
Like they do in Italy for the olives.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Have a little net installed, like a high hammock or something.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And thanks for that call, Joel, about an oak tree dropping those acorns. And you know what? We can talk about some tree videos that Miss Sherry did this week. They were fabulous. And we will talk about that when we return after this.
Trees are the earth's lungs. They purify the air, keeping things cool. And Lord knows we could use that. But, as you know, trees can't speak, and that is where we come in. Hi, I'm Ed Dolphin, certified arborist and the brains behind the Woodlands Tree Experts. With over 30 years of tree care experience, we can diagnose all of your tree-related issues from roots below the soil to the tip of the branches, from pruning to removal, insect control, even fertilization issues. We keep your trees healthy, looking good, and safe. Let us speak for your trees. TheWoodlandsTreeExperts.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, this is Joey from Enchanted Gardens and Enchanted Forest. We got some rain and looks like the cool weather is starting to roll in. What do you get when you drop a pumpkin? You get squash, of course. We love pumpkins at Enchanted. Some of our favorite things in the fall are all the different varieties that we carry and all the combinations that we can make with them. They are an easy, beautiful way to bring color naturally, and pumpkins make a unique statement in your outdoor and indoor spaces. Stack pumpkins by your front door to greet friends, decorate your mantle, or use them to make a wonderful centerpiece for your dinner table. Are you looking for ways to enjoy the colors of fall in your Gulf Coast area garden that we just don't get from our local deciduous trees? Well, we've got the plants for you. Have you ever tried crotons? With their colorful leaves and various blends of oranges, reds, yellows, and greens, they look like they were created just for the fall season. Mum's the word. Time to get your mums planted in the ground or pots so you can enjoy their beautiful blooms for as long as possible. We have a great selection of color and sizes. Now's the time to get your fall veggie garden going. Get inspired this year to grow fall vegetables with our great selection. Some of the plants that you can plant right now are Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, broccoli, lettuce, kale, cabbage, and more. And don't forget to check out our seed selection, too. Enchanted Gardens is located at 6420 FM 359 in Richmond, close to Katy and Fulshear. Enchanted Forest is located at 10611 FM 2759, close to Greatwood and Sugarland. Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. We are having such fun giggles here at the breaks. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and I'm Sandy here with
Sherry.
We are hosting Home Show Garden Pros, and we've got Isaac Smuin from Spring Gardens Nursery up in the Klein area. He is here taking your phone calls at 281-833-3333. And Sean is on the line to talk to you guys. Good morning, Sean.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're great.
What you got for Isaac?
Well, appreciate your show, especially when I'm on the road.
Oh, well, good.
Hey, my question for you guys is I moved into a new house in the summer, and on the north side of my home, there's not anything planted along the windows. And so I'd like to put in some shrubs just to give me, you know, something to kind of look at from when I'm inside and also just make the backyard feel better. Mm-hmm. So I get a lot of shade on that north side of the home. I get some sun in the mornings in the summer, but, you know, I can already tell, you know, in the wintertime it's going to be mostly shaded. So I was curious as to what kind of shrubs you guys would recommend that mm-hmm. I put in.
And you don't want them to grow tall because it would block the window, right?
Right, yeah. Okay. It's one of those things where I want to keep it, you know, kind of more like, say, 3 feet tall.
Okay.
You know, so it's not like I want to put in some wax leaf ligustrum to grow super tall.
Yeah.
And I would like something that, you know, might occasionally flower. So I don't know if Indian hawthorn would do well.
Indian hawthorn would be a good choice. You can also use Japanese Clearera.
Okay.
What else do you have?
Oh, I mean, the list can go on. We can do Pittosporum.
Yeah.
Okay.
We could do azaleas. Camellias. Azaleas. Yeah, camellias. It sounds like you're facing north, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the back side of the house faces north.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, so, I mean, that's...
Yeah, camellias would be great. I'll need to find a place that has camellias in stock right now.
What area are you in?
I'm in Missouri City, Sugarland area.
Oh, okay.
Enchanted.
Yeah. The Enchanteds, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would be the closest.
They should Garden definitely Enchanted, have those, yeah.
Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Gardens.
And then it's all dependent on your, you know, your style, your look. Like my north-facing house, I have... I have variegated ginger, mm-hmm. and it comes back every year.
Oh, yeah,
I have some ferns. I have some hydrangea. In the peak of summer, I do have to do a little bit of hose watering because in the peak of summer, the sun gets a little bit more intense.
Another one, you could also do nandinas. Mm-hmm. You get some nice color.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So there's lots you can do.
Okay.
No, if you're going to go with the camellias, the azaleas, anything that's acid-loving, you want to incorporate, you know, some soil, some good compost, and, you know, a fertilizer for the acid-loving plants.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I appreciate it. I appreciate your ideas.
All right. Bet. Have a
Thanks
great
for the
day.
Call. Such a good call because it reminds us, you know, different parts of your house, the sun, you know, depends on what you're facing. And then even when you think you know what's going on, then, you know, as the sun, as we move along through the seasons, it's
not
little.
Always the same. Like my north facing front yard in the wintertime almost gets no sun up there.
Okay.
So it's hard to do flowers because the house casts a shadow because the sun is so low in the southern sky.
Right.
Yeah.
But like you said, in the heat of the summer,
it's high in the sky, and I have to do a little extra. I can grow lots of stuff in the
summer. Right. Well, thanks for the call, Sean, and drive carefully. I don't know where he was going, but have a good drive. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can call us at 281-833-3333. Easy number, 281-833-3333. And we'll return after this.
Whatever the weather, seasons come and go. Your one constant riddle is helping things grow. Confounding as gardening may be without reason, thank goodness there's help at Plants for All Seasons. Experience gained over their three generations brings a happy ending to gardening consternation. From annuals and perennials to veggies, herbs, and trees, get the tools, tips, and help needed. No need to say please. Find it all on Highway 249, just north of Louetta. Plants for All Seasons, because there's no place that's better.
What's in your water is what gets in you. A Kinetico K5 drinking water station from Aquatex filters and purifies every drop. So all you get in your water is water. No system removes more. And since it's customizable and self-cleaning, the K5 makes better water easy. After all, better water means a better you. That's why Tom Tynan had Aquatex install his K5 drinking water station. Start with a free Aquatex water analysis and see what a K5 from Aquatex can do for you. AquatexWater.com.
Bring on the molasses. Overspray your lawn with molasses. Bugs hate it. Caterpillars can't eat it. And it stops fall fungi. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You hear us talking a lot about things that we need on our garden shelves or that we use here on Home Show Garden Pros. And one of the products we love, or lines that we love, because there are a lot of products in Landscaper's Pride. Mm-hmm. So they have got 27 different bagged products to choose from. Mm. So really, whatever you need, whether it's mulch or soils or potting soils, and they even have aggregates in the bags, which
they
is beautiful.
Expanded shale, which this is the season for planting. Yeah. So when we're planting, that's the best time to use the shale. And the shale is going to help with drainage and help water retention, help break up that clay.
Great point. Yes.
Yeah. So it's something that everybody should buy. If you're buying a tree or shrub, you should have some expanded shale.
Okay.
Landscaper's Pride has it in a nice, easy to manage size bag.
Yes. Yeah. The bags are easy to.
And yeah, you need to mix your healthy soil compost with your, when you're planting.
Mm-hmm.
And then top it with one of our favorite mulches.
Black velvet.
Black velvet. Not dyed, but it's aged.
Yes.
Right?
It really feels like a compost.
Yeah.
It is just beautiful.
It's
a beautiful product.
It's broken down a little further and composted, but it's dark chocolate color.
Yeah, it is. It's beautiful. You can feel it and smell it. And if we're working in the veggie garden, I've heard you talking about what to add in our veggie garden from Landscaper's Pride.
And they have that gardener's magic. It's just already, you just dump and go.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to blend or mix. It's already done for you. It's built for raised garden beds.
Perfect.
So you could just dump it in there, plant your plants, and put a little mulch on top, and you're ready to go.
So plenty to choose from Landscaper's Pride products. And all of our Home Show Garden Pros carry Landscaper's Pride 27 different products. So enjoy them all. And I always have a bag of black velvet mulch because, you know, if I'm replanting something or moving something, it's great to make sure you've got it handy. So Landscaper's Pride.
Yep. For more information, you can go to landscaperspride.com or go to Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes. Thank you very much. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are taking your calls at 281-281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. And this is Home Show Garden Pros. I'm here with Sherry. We are hosting the show with Isaac is in the house from Spring Gardens Nursery. So thank you very much for being here.
No problem.
And I just want to bring up some videos, Sherry.
Mm-hmm.
Sherry was
I haven't seen them yet.
Sherry was a star last week. I mean to tell you, or the week before, with Ed from the Woodlands Tree Expert.
Yep, Ed Dolphin.
So y'all talked a lot about trees. So I noticed you perked up when we had that call a few minutes ago about the acorns. Because you had told me in a text, you said, I learned so much about trees.
Yeah.
So
and you know,
fun.
It's like you feel like you know a lot and then you talk to somebody that knows more and you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I don't know at this point.
That's fun. Yeah. So go to homeshowgardenpros.com. So we've got a website, homeshowgardenpros.com, and the videos will be on there. But we not only have those videos, but we have hundreds of videos on different topics. So it's great. And then Isaac and I are going to be doing videos next week also. So we're going to have to tell you, you know, what to go and find to go see Mr. Famous Isaac on video. So it's a great resource. You know, I mean, if you're just trying to learn about a certain topic or a certain plant, go to homeshowgardenpros.com. And then we all have Facebook pages, all of our Home Show Garden Pros. So however you scroll through items, go to your search button and type in all of our Home Show Garden Pros, because it's a great resource.
Right.
I mean, they're not just telling you, hey, we have this in that you can buy.
Yeah.
But they're also, it's also topical.
Well, yeah, because there's lots of things that go on in different areas.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, it kind of keeps you up to date on what you need to look for.
Right.
Chinch bugs, sod webworms. I was just talking about army worms have exploded. My husband sent me a picture. He was on a bike ride and he was rolling over them on the asphalt. And he was like, what is that noise?
Oh, my goodness. And that was many.
Yeah. Yeah.
So why are they so active right now?
Just the fall army worms just kind of swarmed through. The moths were here about 2 weeks ago.
Yes, I was worried. I was worried about the moths last. Yeah. But I think I'm
okay. And they just kind of eat whatever's in their path. Mostly grasses. Yeah. But.
Okay.
I've noticed a lot of aphids, too, on the new growth.
Yeah.
Because we have this new growth because of the fall.
Flush, tender new growth. Yep. Yeah.
You'll see a lot of aphids.
That's why we have aphids. Because I kind of walk through the clouds sometimes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Ah, that's why. Okay. Well, good. See, we talk about bugs, too. So anything flowering and bugging, give us a call at 281-833-3333. And we will return after this.
Fall is the best time to be outside and the most important time to care for your lawns and gardens. Use MicroLife all-organic fertilizers, liquids, and granulars. Mother Nature will love you for it. Brown patch in your lawn? Not a problem. Use MicroLife Brown Patch or MicroLife MicroGrow. Always safe and always effective. No matter what you plant, MicroLife organic fertilizers are your best choice. MicroLife organic fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend. MicroLife. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. The Woodlands Tree Experts. The arborists that speak for the trees. TheWoodlandsTreeExperts.com. Azomite, remineralizing the soil one bag at a time. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
Attention, all green thumbs and nature lovers. Are you ready to take your garden to the next level this fall? Hi, this is Leo from Nature's Way Resources, your one-stop destination for premium organic mulch, the secret to lush, thriving gardens. Our organic mulch is the gift from nature that keeps on giving. It nourishes your soil, retains moisture, and suppresses weeds, ensuring your plants reach their full potential. But that's not all. This fall, visit our plant nursery, stocked with a wide variety of fruit trees and native trees. Embrace the beauty of nature in your own backyard. From satsumas to oaks, you can find it all this season at our nursery. Nature's Way Resources, where your garden dreams come to life. Don't wait. Come see us today. Put down organic mulch and grow the garden of your dreams this fall. Visit Nature's Way Resources and our partner plant nursery for fruit trees and native trees. We are located north on I-45. Take the 1488 exit, head east across the railroad tracks, turn right, and you'll run right into us. Because when you choose Nature's Way, you choose success. And now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. Yes, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm here with Sherry. I'm Sandy. And we have Isaac from Spring Gardens Nurseries. And we were talking about bugs a minute ago. And I mentioned to Sherry I was a little bit worried when I went out of town. All of a sudden, like literally one morning, I went out to the front yard and I saw some, not patches of brown, but just some sporadic that was sort of brand new.
Yeah.
And how did you describe the difference between that and maybe brown patch?
Well, I mean, it could be brown patch. Yeah. And it's just early on when it's not well organized.
It wasn't.
Then you kind of see just a little bit of browning throughout. And then once the conditions are really favorable for it, which will be like 70s during the day, moisture, you'll get your circles.
More it gets organized circles.
Yeah. Okay. And then that's when you would, you know, if you knew it was brown patch right now, which it could be, it might not be. Mm-hmm. But if you definitely knew, you could treat it.
Okay.
And then there's several different things that you could treat it with. You could do the MicroGrow by MicroLife.
Mm-hmm.
You could do leaf mold compost on it. I've stopped fungus with leaf mold compost before.
Oh.
Or you could do like Heritage or Headway, which are more traditional chemical.
Yeah. And okay. also the brown patch MicroLife.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm going to go and I haven't seen the grass in the daylight yet. So I'm going to check it out this morning.
There you go.
Yes. But I'm not going to panic.
And also, you know, you might want to back off your irrigation. If you haven't done that already.
Yes. I did that for sure. Well, I had help doing that. Yes. And then we talked about the moths.
Yeah.
I guess last week we had some calls and people who were saying, hey, wait a minute, I'm starting to see some fluttering in my lawn.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you hearing at the nurseries?
I mean, the fall is like basically when the moths start to come around. I mean,
okay.
All
so
different
don't
moths.
Panic.
I mean,
right.
Not necessarily just the sod webworms.
Right.
But
so let's not panic.
About, no, okay. don't ever panic
don't
about
ever,
anything.
Ever panic.
You want to be a little more strategic than that.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Remember, sit back and observe.
Oh, yes. That's fun. Putting the puzzle
where
pieces
are they?
Together.
What are they going on?
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to do damage?
Right.
You know, before you react.
Okay.
I don't know if you do that, Isaac. I do stuff
I
like
do,
that.
I do, and it depends on, you know, what percentage of damage. I mean, if they're just doing
good
a little bit, you know, is it really worth it?
Yeah.
But if they're doing, you know, maybe half to majority, then
get with it.
Yeah. But it's, you know, I always try to be more proactive than reactive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, so exactly. That and that's what we talk about. Go walk around your yard or your patio and find out what's going on. And I love the story of Sherry watching the ants. It's like they're ants. So what? They're ants. Leave
it's
them alone.
It's like my zen.
Yes. Like, yes.
Well, it's kind of evil zen because I put the ant baits out
and
watch them haul it back to and see which one they like the most.
Oh,
right?
My goodness. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'd forgotten about the killing part.
That sounds like entrapment.
Yeah.
Entrapment. And that's what we talk about here on Home Show Garden Pros. So give us a call. Talk to us about what critters you're seeing in your lawn and garden at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. And we will return after this.
How you start is how you finish.
Goes for life, lawn, and gardening.
We can help with two of those.
We're Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Good growing starts with good advice.
And the right stuff.
The kind you'll find in Nelson's.
Plants green and flowering. Hand-selected for our climate.
Plus tools, supplies, and advice from start to finish.
Because a beautiful lawn and garden makes life better.
I guess we can help with all three.
We're Nelson Nursery.
And Water Gardens.
NelsonWaterGardens.com. Just north of I-10 on Katy Fort Bend Road.
When choosing a metal roof for your home, some important things to consider are curb appeal, weather resistance, and durability. At Mueller, we've got you covered, plus more. Our new line of standing seam roofing panels offer unsurpassed structural performance, plus beautiful paint colors that'll remain fresh and vibrant for decades. You'll also get peace of mind that your roof is designed and manufactured in-house, as well as warrantied by Mueller. Visit us at MuellerInc.com or call 877-2-MUELLER to start your metal roofing project today.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
It's spooky time of year.
Right?
Scary, but
all the bugs.
All the bugs.
And the spider webs.
Scary bugs. Well, one thing that's not spooky is how to keep your lawn healthy and aeration. You've heard us talking a lot about aeration.
Mm-hmm.
And I know in the past when someone would mention aeration to me, I would get sort of a cold chill because it just seemed too overwhelming.
It seems overwhelming. That big machine.
The big scary machine.
And it's not easy to maneuver.
No, you got to
worry about hitting your sprinkler head.
Right. And I drive what my husband calls a go-kart. So how am I going to get that big machine home?
Right.
So you need to call Best Choice Lawn. Best Choice Lawn. Easy to remember. Ricky's the owner. He has been in business since like 2009.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's been doing this forever. So this is not, kind of in-town, out-of-town
guy. Right. And that's all he does.
Yes.
lawn aeration and maintenance. Right. He's not mowing. He's not doing your shrubs.
He's not going to ask to landscape or, he's going to do this.
And reasons why we would aerate, especially in the fall right now, it's going to help, water penetrate and get oxygen down there. If we can get oxygen down into the soil, we have less fungal problems.
There we go. Right.
And fungus is going to be, we're going to have fungus among us this year after that summer we had.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's very, very important to do aeration and compost top dress this time of year. And Ricky can handle all that for you.
Best choice lawn. And he's even got a little yearly program. If you want to participate, if you want to just do it one time and try it out, that's fine. But he also has a yearly program where he'll do the aeration, top dressing, and fertilizing, kind of boom.
Six fertilizations. Spring. Yeah. So that means he's in your yard six times a year.
Yeah, which he can kind of have eyes on it
and
too.
And identify any issues. Yeah.
So best choice, lawn aeration with Ricky. And the phone number is 713-890-9977. Or you can go to Home Show Garden Pros. And we've got all of our sponsors and great workers there on homeshowgardenpros.com. So thank you, Mr. Ricky.
Yeah, and like I said, this is a great time to do it. Fall is a great time to aerate. You know, if you could commit to doing it once in the spring, once in the fall for maybe a year or two. Like, I mean, my yard is self-sufficient at this point because I aerated and compost top dressed so much in the early years that watering wasn't an issue.
Yeah.
I have very little bugs, very little fungus. So,
yeah.
Well, the great point about the fungus, though. So you're predicting that we could have some fungal issues.
Oh, it's going to be awful this year.
All right.
And people are like, but we had a drought. Well, why do we get fungus?
It's
a stress response.
Yeah.
And it's a stress response. So it's stressed out. And then you add some moisture and some cool temperatures in there. And the fungus just goes crazy.
Okay. Now, wait a minute. So I hear us talking about, oh, you want to add fungus to your yard. And now you're saying, no, you don't. So
what do you mean
explain?
Add fungus?
Well, we hear about fungal
compost.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So tell me what are we talking about?
Well, there's beneficial fungi and then there's, you know, harmful
plant pathogens.
Good guys and bad guys.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And we want the good guys, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything's a balancing act.
Right. Yes.
And in our lawns, in our lawn areas, like a more fungal bacterial component, 50-50.
Okay.
Where like our woody trees, let's just think of the redwood forest, they like a more fungal component.
Oh.
And then our flowers and our vegetables, like a more bacterial. That's why a lot of people put like cow manure and manure-based compost because those are more bacterial-based in our vegetable gardens.
All right.
So in our lawn, we want 50-50.
A balance.
Yes.
And what you're saying is we may see sort of an overtake of the fungal.
Yeah. And just think of your compost, like, you know, your gut has microflora in it, which are bacteria and just different microbes. And it's the same thing in our ground. And so if you want a healthy soil, you put the good microbes.
Okay, that balance.
One thing that I learned, I think it was very interesting many years ago, is the bacteria is more like your green, like your grass, more your fungal is your brown. You know, your leaves, your twigs, your bark.
Okay, that's an easy way to remember it.
Yeah.
But the balance, that's the key, and that's kind of what we're working on. Like y'all were talking earlier about the moths. You know, don't freak out. You know, let's just see where they're going and what they're eating, and it may be a little small cycle.
Yeah.
So it's the observation that's important.
It is.
Good. Well, thank you very much for clarifying that. I just, you know, I'm new at this.
It's just a buggy, fungusy time of the year.
Yeah, right. And just watch out for all of them.
Yeah.
And then give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. It's an easy number to give us a call here at Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And we will return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.